This is a Stand-Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast counting down everything this week that made you say, "What a time to be alive." And now, Patrick Monahan, Kath Barbadoro, and Eli Uden.
Holiday edition.
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, Merry Christmas.
We're saying it again. Welcome to What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that makes you...
Yeah, I was like, are you going to stop the theme song?
There's a lot going on here. Welcome to, as I said, What a Time to Be Alive, the only podcast that counts down things that make you say the thing the title is every week. This is supposed to be ending.
It's fading out.
Okay. It's all right.
All right. Hey, we're here. I'm Patrick Monahan.
I'm Kath Barbadoro.
I'm Eli Uden.
Really?
The coordination required to get sleigh bells to play under our theme song.
Look, but guys.
Had Patty giving, like, SEAL team hand signals to Shelby.
I'm just trying to, you know, make it good, okay? I'm sorry.
Merry Christmas!
If you couldn't already tell, this is the holiday edition. This episode's going to come out in the middle of the night, like old Saint Nick himself.
Yes. Yeah, as Santa is... sliding down your chimney.
Delivered into your pod stocking. Yeah. I don't know.
That sounds like a fucking app someone's going to make.
Probably.
Pod stocking?
Yeah.
Yeah, for looking at pictures of ladies in stockings. It's very old-timey. It's some 90-year-old that finally is like,
somehow...
I'm going to disrupt
stocking photos.
The pantyhose industry.
Somehow a pod is involved. Not clear how based on that. Yeah, I think we could probably cut the bells. That was just a fun bit that I thought would be funny. It's mixed results. We'll see.
It's making me laugh.
Yeah, that's, we got what we wanted out of it. This is more for us. How's it going?
Merry Christmas. Yeah, I'm just going to keep doing that every 10 seconds.
Yeah, look. It's,
oh, good.
It's good. You know, we're saying Merry Christmas again. I think it's great. We're finally sticking it to all those people who were putting people in jail, apparently, for saying Merry Christmas for the past 8 years.
We're finally free.
It's, you know, before that, it was like thought police. You're going down.
You're allowed to say Merry Christmas on Christmas.
No,
right?
No, you weren't.
Not in Obama's America. Yeah. Obama-merica.
It was against Sharia law. Don't you remember?
Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. That was a dark 8 years.
It's because things
Muslim.
Are already so great.
Yeah.
That, like, we forget how bad it was.
It's true.
You know, you don't even turn, you know, like, it's like people always think about the good old days. Well, like, we're not thinking about the bad old days. You know, before America was great again. You know, maybe, like, if we go back to, like, I guess, 2007, when things were great before, but then they got really bad for, like, 8 years, and now they're good again.
And then I just rage blacked out, because I was so mad about how bad things are.
Yeah, I think the key word there is black, based on a lot of takes
Christ.
On why.
I got so mad. Obama was elected, and I go, Muslim! And then I blacked out for 8 years.
Yeah,
and I was put into a medically induced coma.
Yeah, so what's going on?
And then I woke up and I was like, who is our leader? Please tell me it's not the Muslim man.
Wait,
and they said, it's our beautiful
please
boy.
Tell me
will
it's
you
not
tell our listeners
Barbsack Okrumbo.
Will you tell our listeners about that? You talked about this on stage last night, the guy who like ran up to you and was like, what day is it?
Yeah. So I was out at near the new UCB, which is like UCB closed down and moved out to like Hell's Kitchen. So it's out on like 11th and 44th. And west of Times Square, like when you get close to the water, is the fucking weirdest.
It's extremely weird
place. We went to first. We went to some. So we're going there. We had a show at 11. It was a holiday sing along. It was a total mess. But first we went to some bar and it was like Wednesday at like 8 or something, and everyone was hammered. And then a dude just came over. We were on phones and he said we were cheating at trivia, but no one was playing trivia. It was the weirdest. Anyway, so we're walking there and all of a sudden this guy on the street, like, runs up to me, and he's like, what date is it? And I was like, it's the 20th. And he goes, the 20th? 5 days until Christmas. And then he just ran away. Like, yeah, I have to assume he was a time traveler or something. He's like, I still have time.
Yeah, that's
I
like a weird
things.
Black hole of Manhattan that somehow, like, not... doesn't have Disney stores or whatever. It's, like, still shitty.
Yeah, it's, like,
very weird.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to that guy.
I respect it.
Oh, that was like, I texted you guys on my way here that I saw the coolest motherfucker I have ever seen in my life in the subway. I don't know how, I wanted to take a picture of him, but I didn't know if that was weird. But then part of me also thinks if I was like, dude, can I take a picture of you? He'd be like, of course.
That's what I do this
day.
For, yeah.
Okay, let me describe my man. Okay, first up, he's like 5 feet tall. It was unbelievable. He's like 5 feet tall.
Like an adult man.
Yeah, an adult man.
Not like not someone with dwarfism or whatever. Like,
no,
just
five feet isn't dwarfism.
No, but like I feel like there are people who are 5 feet tall and that you can tell they have some sort of like genetic reason that they're 5 feet tall. This was just like a very short man.
He was just a short man.
Okay. Genetic reason is
and
like
it may
short
have been,
ass
he may have been older than yeah. He may have been taller than 5 feet. I just, you know, I've never
touched. A compact little guy.
Yeah, he's like a short little dude.
When you're 6'5", like, everyone that's shorter than you is like, 5 feet tall.
Perfectly proportioned where like he wasn't fat. He was just like, he looked like a cartoon. That was what I couldn't get over. He did that. He had a huge afro with the afro pick sticking out of it with the black power fist on it. And he was wearing a big hockey jersey that just said the word ice on it.
Whoa.
It was unbelievable.
This is like better than I expected.
Yeah.
He like somehow.
This is a
like,
good omen.
He was
this
human.
This is a Christmas miracle.
He was human, but he reminded me of a cartoon penguin. And I couldn't. It was like. Like all of his proportions and everything were like, it was like someone had drawn him. And I like walking down the subway, it was in between on that long ass tunnel at 6th Avenue, like with a smile on my face, my day had been made. I was like, who? And I want a hockey jersey that just says ice on it now.
Like, dude, I don't want this to be weird, but can I just take a picture of you?
Yeah.
I literally was going to do that and I couldn't. I got to, I you know, I choked. And I was listening to him. The other thing that's important to say is, I discovered the best song I've ever heard in my life. One of two best songs I've ever heard in my life.
Man, you're having a banner day.
Dude, yeah, I was having a terrible day because I stayed out too late last night. Now I'm having a good day. I also, so the theme song, I heard this on some Twitch stream and then I immediately tracked it down. The theme song to Fist of the North Star, the old anime about a guy who punches real good.
Isn't that all old animes are about?
Yeah, but some people punch, people do beams. There's a lot of different stuff. The theme song is like the shit. It is just Japanese dudes wailing away on guitar. And then one guy is belting. Here, I'll tell you. We'll start in a second.
I'm glad we can, then, by the way, just improve everyone's Christmas with this.
This is a gift.
The new, yeah, this is our gift to everyone.
Yeah, fuck Santa. Iceman is the new Santa. He brings gifts. He brings you little penguins. Okay, so it's just Japanese just wailing away on guitars, and then the lead singer is screaming, what the actual words are "you are shock," which is also doesn't make sense, but the way they sing it makes it sound like they're screaming "you a shark" over and over. I listened to it 8 times on the way here, and Shelby, please play the best song in the world.
Patty's face is like, she really does not enjoy this.
Fucking, you like wrestling. What is cheesy about this that's not cheesy about wrestling?
Well, I didn't react at all, and everyone's already all up on my grill.
You just look like upset.
Can we play a little Radiohead for Patty, the music king?
That's where we go. Yeah, the music king. That's me. That
up in your ivory tower.
That's how I refer to myself.
Listening to Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
I just am imagining you listening to this on the subway, getting so amped up, and then seeing the Iceman.
Yeah,
and just being like, did I manifest this with my positivity?
Yeah. It was like this was his theme song. Like, I summoned a cartoon character. And it was just, actually, maybe that's why people were staring at me in the subway a little bit. And I was getting really, maybe I was just like, without knowing it, like so amped up that I was doing little kicks.
I'm gonna put that on my like running playlist.
You've seen
though,
those
like,
people.
That's...
You've seen those people who like get a little or like a little too into their music on the train, where they're kind
of
like
I'm probably one of those
doing
people.
It a little bit, like nodding, eyes closed. It's like, well, you keep that to yourself. Just look. You can enjoy yourself, but maybe you don't have to act it out.
The sleigh bells are back.
Yeah, this is what I listen to on the way up here on the subway.
Just a loop of sleigh bells.
Yeah, just yeah.
Once it's the holidays,
this is all I
start
do.
Start just listening to sleigh bells.
I
listen to a spooky sound effects record at Halloween,
you gotta
and
do
then
it. You got haunted house mix.
I almost all right. Here's a hot take. I think enjoying Christmas music is like a privilege. Because it means you've never worked retail. Because if you've ever worked retail, you cannot ever listen to Christmas music again.
I just learned an interesting fact, and that is that the vast majority of modern Christmas music was written by Jewish people.
Yeah, because we're killing it.
Showbiz.
Did you see? Who I don't know shit about, you know, shit, but whoever Trump pardoned that guy.
Excuse me, the phrase is, I don't know shit about dick. Continue. Yeah,
right. Trump pardoned that guy. It's like the further they show a picture of him, he seems like he was designed by Nazis to be propaganda.
Wait, what guy?
His name is like, oh my God.
I don't know shit about dick either, so.
It's Trump pardoned. I don't know what the deal is. Trump pardoned him for some shit.
Patty, you know, right?
You know stuff. It was like mail fraud or something, and he was running a meatpacking plant in the Midwest.
No, it's.
And he had a bunch of illegal workers.
Yeah,
wait,
but here's
is this
the thing.
Is this like the Hasidic Jewish
it was
people?
Hasidic,
yeah, the Lubavitchers? Yeah. Okay, I do know about that.
He was in one of the OJs.
Shelby's just going ham on the sound effects right now.
It's a loose cannon just playing different. This
now
is now feeling
pick,
really.
You have to pick Eli's chair up.
It's just, okay, this is like the description of this man is like something from like a 4chan, like. Thread about
right, he's
Jews.
Like doing that thing where he's like tending his fingers.
He's looking at the picture.
Kind of is.
I read a book
about.
He
looks like a Jewish cartoon, and he's stroking his beard in the photo.
Yeah, he
his
might as well
is
be
Shalom Rabashkin. He runs a kosher meat plant, and he was arrested for bank fraud.
Yeah,
it's like
other Jewish people are like, come on, man.
He's literally on, like he's one step away from like rubbing his hands together and looking at a coin in that picture.
When they got to jail, they took away his velvet pouch of coins. That's what happened.
Well, no, he got pardoned. So when he got let out, it's like one.
Jesus Christ.
He got carried out on a chair when they pardoned
one
him.
One dreidel? It's like they just carry them everywhere?
Also they lived in Iowa,
one
so
bag
like
of guilt?
They really don't know.
They definitely fit in big time, right? I'm sure that was definitely a thing that probably happened.
Yeah. Oh no, well I read a book about them because I went to school in Iowa and they
Jews?
Like about Jews.
Oh, is there actually a community there?
Yeah, well it's this Lubavitcher community that moved there to run a meatpacking plant. It's in Postville, Iowa, and like they are the worst, like, stereotypical Hasidic Jewish community that, like, they, terrible immigration offenses, paid people, stiffed people on paychecks, didn't pay people, like, all this stuff. And it's like, man, I really, like, I don't want to be anti-Semitic about this, and you're doing all the stereotypes.
Yeah.
And you look
even,
like that, and you live
even,
in Iowa.
Even just, Jews are annoyed at Hasids.
Yeah. Like, I've noticed that since moving here.
Have you ever biked through South Williamsburg? They fucking hate bikers.
Oh, they hate you.
One of them threw like a tub of dishwater at me when I was on my bike.
Really?
Yeah. I was stopped at a light and then
they just avert
green.
My eye, avert their eyes because like my ass is always
hanging
out or whatever.
Yeah,
they just like don't look at
they
me.
They get mad because like ladies are not too sexy, and also I think there's like a weird sort of patriarchal presumption that ladies are going to find them too sexy. Like,
right.
They're worried about temptation. It's like, I'm too tempted. It's like, I don't want to fuck you, dude. I don't know what, like, you don't have to worry about that. Unless
meanwhile, like,
attacking me. Like, I don't know what the concern
meanwhile,
is.
Like, half the dudes on Tinder are Hasidic dudes.
There's a
it's
dude
like, whoa,
that,
oh, I don't want to cheat on my wife. Get away from me. It's like, not a risk unless you're planning on attacking me.
Also,
I don't know
you're
what the
surrounded by, like, 8 kids. I'm not tempted
well,
to hit on you.
They don't, they, like, that's how they think, though. There's a guy that was always at this bar, the Charleston, when I was together. And he'd always be there as a Hasidic dude. He'd order a tecate and, like, nurse it all night and would just proposition because he thinks, like, any woman that's not Hasidic is a literal prostitute.
Yeah.
And he would just, like, ask women to go home with
him. It's weird because, like, on the one hand, like, they are a very unfriendly community to people like us. There's a lot of, a lot of stories about, like, serious mistreatment of women and things like that. But at the same time, it's like, I get why after the Holocaust you would be a very insular community. I get why you would be like, fuck anyone who isn't us. Like, you people have genocided and, like, diasporaed us for thousands of years.
Yeah.
We're fucking over it.
That has to be some sort of record, how fast we went from an anime theme song to,
to
talking
Holocaust?
About the Holocaust.
Sorry.
But
do you want to get into our numbers?
It's kind of like
Holocaust.
It's kind of like general internet rule where it's like there's only a certain X amount of steps before you get to Hitler in any argument. It's kind of like, how many is it going
to
take?
I just didn't want our whole discussion to be like, those fucking Jews, man.
It's like,
yeah,
it's
not, but I'm Jewish. I know.
I know.
It's like,
you guys, aren't. You're pretty
close. What did you guys think about tonight's episode of the show? It's like, oh, you know, I don't know. It's like cut to 4 posts later. You know who else? It's like, all right.
My rabbi is furious.
Okay.
Shout out Temple Sinai in Washington, D.C. What's up? Thank you for teaching me as a Jewish boy. I remember, too, Patty's finger's over, number one. Hold on.
Eli has Jew stories to tell.
When I was a little nerd, we made, so for Passover, if you're Jewish, there's a thing called afikomen, which is one piece of matzah that's hidden. It's, like, wrapped in a specialized napkin thing, and you hide it, and then all the kids look for it or whatever. And
then
so
you win a dry cracker. What
then
a
you
prize.
Get 20, you get fucking money. You get, like, 20
bucks.
Oh,
okay, sick.
It's, like for real, at Passover Seder, when that starts, when, you know, the parents, like, someone hides it and they're like, go, it's real. Like, the kid, it's serious competition. $20 is a lot of money to a kid.
That also feels like it's a little, like, a stereotype that somebody would make fun of if they had, you know what I mean? Like,
what, giving money to children?
I don't know. Children love money.
They'll fight each other over money. It's, like, one of our favorite traditions.
They'll fight, but it's just, like, everyone's looking for it.
Yeah. I guess it's like an Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
If you know it's there's money in the eggs. Yeah.
But so we at Hebrew school, we made cover Afikoman covers. And because I was a nerd, I was really into Toe Jam and Earl.
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
I made this Afikoman cover that was like
Toe Jam and
my
Earl.
My family. It was my family. It was like me and my mom and my dad and my cat and then Toe Jam and Earl. Like all together. And I drew planets all over it.
You're like Game Master Anthony.
Yeah. Like, dude, no joke. No joke. I had the email address gamemaster4906 at yahoo.com for
sick.
A while.
Hey, guys, it's my birthday next week. You know what that means? Like, every game from every character from every game comes in for a big party. Game Master Anthony is one of the only pure beings left on the internet.
Game Master Anthony.
It's totally out of love.
Merry Christmas
come
to
on
Game
the
Master
pod,
Anthony.
Game Master Anthony.
Happy holidays.
That'll be
happy
our first guest,
happy
Game
hollies.
Master Anthony.
Yeah, he's in. Guys, all right, let's get this thing rolling.
Yeah,
let's
do it.
Number five.
Right, Merry Christmas.
God damn it.
Yeah, we just need the bells just for the length of the saying the number.
Wait, can you do five again? I want to do a thing.
Number five.
Golden ring.
You got
sorry.
It. No, worry. Don't
we'll,
apologize
we'll
for
cut
that.
That out in post. We'll cut that out in post. We'll fix that. Okay, so number five. So as some people know, Star Wars, just the new Star Wars is out. I saw it last night. I thought it was pretty good. I don't know if you guys have seen it
haven't
yet.
Seen it yet.
Haven't
going
it yet.
On Christmas Eve with my high school friends.
Might go with my parents, see if they want to see the Star Wars.
It's pretty good. It was pretty fun. But, you know, it's kind of weird to watch. Like, Mark Hamill, who plays Luke Skywalker, is very active on social media. This is sort of backgrounding
Mark
this whole
who?
Thing.
And Luke who?
I'm sorry, you were talking about Star Wars, and now you're talking about
Star
someone named
what?
Mark Hamill?
Okay,
who's
right.
that?
I'm trying. I'm
Jar Jar Wob?
Sorry, Betty.
So Boss Nass who?
No, you're going prequels. I don't know.
Oh, wait. Before we continue, I would like to tell everybody to Google the Star Wars character Voberdand, V-O-B-E-R-D-A-N-D, and then Google comedian Jake Flores.
They're the same.
They're the same dude. They look exactly the same.
That's what I
R.I.P. to Jake. The First Order blew him up.
Yeah. Did you see? I photoshopped a pack of Parliaments into the like flight jacket of the Star Wars character. Looks exactly like Jake.
They blew him up at that planet killer ray they had. Yeah. Very sad.
Shout out to Jake Flores. I feel terrible today, thanks to you, partly.
From booze, not from personal stuff.
No.
We talked about Jake broke up with me. We talked about Star Wars on our first episode, remember? Because we were talking about, I just found out that the canonical name for the type of music played in the cantina is jizz.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Jizzmen, a couple jizzmen.
There is a cantina-like scene that was delightful. I'm not spoiling anything.
I'm excited.
There's a very fun scene. It's very like, the best parts of Star Wars to me are like the look at all these weird fucking guys that we don't even explain. You just see these insane things. There's a great
just
like
some cool characters.
Great
design.
Like people watching type scene like that.
Why is everyone so mad at it? Is it from what I heard, it's basically like they don't treat
it changes,
Star Wars
it,
with as much respect. Like they don't treat the canon with respect.
Yeah, that's basically
it. You
see
that butthurt ass petition to officially remove it from
to
Star Wars canon?
To decanonize it, yeah. I thought it was good. I also just don't have like the, I guess in my old age, I'm softening on the reverence to things like, what do you mean? That's not, but I don't think it did anything that's like crazy.
Luke Skywalker would never!
I can imagine like, because Star Wars is so like, it's so like mythic, like it's so like myth-based, and this one's like not, right?
Yeah, kind of, well, yes and no. But I bet, well, that's, speaking of mythic, like it's kind of weird, like to me it's kind of weird, like you think about these actors who are like, larger than life and like have this huge outsized presence in people's lives. Like Mark Hamill is one of those people, I think, for a lot of people. He did Star Wars, you know, and he did a couple other things, but then he like done a lot of voice acting, but he like kind of like wasn't around after that, right?
Right.
So
like,
he kind
he's
of exists
not
as Luke Skywalker, and then like, yeah, people know he was the Joker in Batman animated series.
Right,
and
but
stuff.
It's just his voice and he's doing a voice. It's not like
and a lot of people probably don't even know that. You know, I didn't know it at the time.
Yeah.
You know, when I was watching the show. So anyway. So it's weird to watch him get in a quote retweet fight with fucking Ted Cruz.
Oh yeah,
about the tax bill, and all that kind of stuff. And like, so, like,
he's just like, Luke Skywalker would hate you, you piece of shit.
Right. Yeah. Well, it's true.
Like, Ted Cruz is like,
well, okay. Ted Cruz is a fucking nerd. I'm sure he would have said he was a Star Wars guy if you asked him before all this. Now he has to pretend he wasn't. But like, when you're a kid, I can't wait to become a senator and have Luke Skywalker tell me I'm a fucking dick in front of millions of people.
Ted Cruz looks like if like Jabba the Hutt post like Nutrisystem or something. That was an infomercial.
Ted Cruz would not look out of place in the fucking cantina.
Absolutely
just
not.
Just little Ted Cruz dancing with a fancy collar
you
on.
You make his nose like a little drippier he's a cantina.
Do something to make his hair a little weirder maybe. Yeah. Like, not just like a regular part.
But that would kind of be great though if it's just all the like crazy
and then just
cantina.
A weird
like,
gross senator.
Yeah, and just Ted Cruz in a two big suit.
Whoa, that guy's too weird.
He'd still be drinking the weirdest thing.
That guy's disgusting. Disgusting. All right, so
what space drink is he? Actually, Ted Cruz brought that himself. We have no idea what liquid that is.
So Mark Hamill was also, you know, he made some comments about gun safety. He's politically active in the sense that he like posts things, you know, that are on the left.
Well,
he does
have this like incredible power that he gets to be like Luke Skywalker would hate your guts,
right?
Which is cool.
And he kind of leans a little bit on that where it's kind of like,
wouldn't
you? This is not the light side of the force, you know. It's kind of
right.
Like,
Well, and that's when it gets like lame, is like because then they just start having an argument about actual
Wars. Because that's like Harry Potter type, it's like read a different book type thing. It's like maybe don't reference, you know. But anyway, so
would you say he's part of the hashtag resistance?
I would think so.
Absolutely.
So he made some comments about gun control, and this like unhinged dipshit guy who works for NRA TV. His name is Grant Stinchfield. First of all, Stinchfield sounds like Principal Stinchfield. Like,
the
you know.
Name's also, Grant Stinchfield.
Also, like, NRA TV?
Yeah, it's just like an online thing they have.
Okay. But yeah, that's a brought a briefcase to high school name.
No, he was a troop at some point. Because he wears like a fucking, he's wearing like a camo blazer. You know, it'd be funny if he was one of those Stolen Valor guys. That would actually be
cool.
Teacher, you forgot to give us homework. But Stinchfield?
Yeah. But
come on.
So he looks
total narc.
So he's like, he's this guy who's like, it's him and like Dana Loesch. Their job is to just like go be insane on behalf for guns. You know, just like say a bunch of insane shit. So he went on this rant at Luke Skywalker, and like the NRA TV is set up like a regular cable news channel. So they have like the ticker, they have like the chyron that says what they're talking about. So it's like the chyron here is out of touch Hollywood stars and gun control. And he goes
out
on this,
of touch with what?
With guns. They're not touching guns enough.
Yeah.
So he says, I don't want to read the whole thing, but he basically is like, that is when Mark is like, at first the way I read this, I thought, hey, I agree, our gun laws are too extreme. So he thought Mark Hamill was like saying, you know, we should have more guns. Guns should be easier to get, whatever. That isn't where Mark Hamill's going. He's insisting, blah, 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 they're wrong and disproportionate. They're too lax. Once again, we get a Hollywood millionaire protected on set by armed bodyguards 24/7. They love to go to that shit.
Is that true?
Probably not.
What? Yeah,
in a sense that, like, anybody who works in an office is protected by people who are security.
What
like,
does he think? It's movie studios. Movie studios have security.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill lives in a movie
location.
They did it with some fucking island
in New Zealand. They don't need.
It's like, oh, why don't we get rid of her her Secret Service protection and we'll see what she thinks about gun laws. Like, no, she's a target for assassination.
Yeah.
That's not, come on. Like, a guy who has 400 maybe, guns living in the woods is not a target
it's
for
so weird.
Assassination.
Like, maybe she'd worry about it a little more if I could shoot her. It's like, yeah, what?
Maybe
what
she probably would.
Maybe you'd feel a little different if you were bleeding out. Oh, I wish. So, So
against
anyways,
guns, we'll see how that is when you get shot. I feel like I'd be even more against guns if I got shot.
He hits the first point, which is you have security guards, so you're not allowed to have an opinion about gun control.
Right.
Two is he's also a hypocrite. Star Wars was and is a violent movie, so because you do entertainment that's violent, you can't have an opinion about gun violence. But what this is – okay. This is like there's a lot of reasons this makes no sense. But what if the Galactic Republic outlawed lightsabers and ray guns? No more armed spaceship. Darth Vader's evil empire would have run ramshod over Skywalker. It's like – you've never seen Star Wars, right?
They're called blasters.
Galactic Republic, that's great. Way to not call them the Empire, you fucking prick. We know what side you're on this whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Jesus
exactly.
Fucking Christ. It's the Empire.
The vein in Patty's forehead is so bulging.
So what if they outlawed lightsabers? Well, my understanding is the gun laws, if they were outlawed, the criminals would just get the guns anyway, right? So, and they're fucking rebelling.
Lightsabers are swords.
Like, you can buy a sword.
There's also, like, that's the other thing. They talk about what if guns and lightsabers are outlawed. There were like maybe four lightsabers in existence at the time of New Hope.
And
like
I'm pretty sure they were all being used for illegal purposes, according to the Empire. Like, it's not like the Resistance was legally sanctioned.
Hey, can you stop trying to overthrow us, please? I don't know if you know this. It's against the law.
Do you guys want to know a fun piece of Star Wars canonical trivia?
No.
Okay, let me jump into it. Lightsabers, the way that they recharge them is that the Jedis have to sleep with them in their butthole at night.
Wow.
And then the Force flows through their asshole into the lightsaber.
Did you see the movie?
What?
It's weird that you noticed.
Yeah, yeah.
You watched a fan-made production.
I read spoilers.
I did write Star Wars The Last Jedi. Thank you.
Wow, now I get why all those people didn't like it very much. You are disrespecting the name of Star Wars by implying that all Force comes from a Jedi's asshole.
Yeah, the part where Luke Skywalker goes, the Force sucks. Like that.
Force sucks. Force is for virgins, nerd.
Yeah,
looking into the camera, just breaking the fourth wall. Hey, you, nerd. This stuff is for nerds.
Yeah, and then
So,
and then Yoda farted so hard that he died, and I put that in.
So Stinchfield has said, first of all, you have bodyguards, so no opinion allowed.
Sure.
You're in a violent movie, no opinions allowed. But then he goes into more about this. Han Solo would have died who knows how many movies ago. It's like, I don't know if I've seen any proof to that. There's no reason to think that.
Also,
Han Solo didn't join the. He joined the. If there was no rebellion, he wouldn't have been in a position to be killed by anyone.
That's true.
Okay. Also, in fact, the lightsabers and laser guns, which this guy has really never seen.
They're
Star Wars,
blasters.
Right? Are what gave the good guys in every Star Wars movie a fighting chance. Now, the good guys that are trying to fight the Empire are very similar to the guy who tries to shoot somebody at a Walmart for trying to steal, a skateboard or something, right? They're very similar.
Absolutely.
Does somebody really need to remind Luke Skywalker of that? Give me a break, Mark Hamill, and here's where we hit all the high notes here. Go back to Hollywood. Drink a latte.
Yeah.
They love lattes. They get so mad about lattes.
But we know from last week that what they drink is decaf cappuccinos. Yeah.
Seems like it's not that different.
Cup of hot foam, please.
Cappuccinos,
no caffeine for me.
Is for guys who fuck. Lattes are for cucks.
Yeah.
Call security to watch your back. You clearly can't watch your own back. Sadly, what you fail to realize is that there are real stormtroopers out there, and I refuse to face them unarmed.
Oh, no.
So these guys write these things, and it's just like, all right, man,
Also, do you know stormtroopers are from history?
Yeah.
And they're on your side? They're Nazis? That's what Nazis are.
If I had to pick which side the stormtroopers would be on in current situation, I think you'd be okay, Grant. I don't think anybody's...
Grant Stinchfield.
Stormtroopers are not, the PC police are the stormtroopers, I guess. Is that what we're going to say?
I guess. Grant? Even though literally stormtroopers are named after
Nazis.
Like,
Grant Stinchfield sounds like in like a superhero movie, like one day the superhero wakes up and his powers are gone, and like some guy named Grant Stinchfield inherited them somehow. And he's like, now it's time for Grant Stinchfield to be
in charge.
It's Grant
Stinchfield's turn. Stinchfield's time. Now,
it's Stinchfield's
turn. It's Shooter's turn. Okay, well, that's that. That guy sucks. Fuck him.
You're
and,
so mad.
He hasn't even seen Star Wars. Okay.
You're so mad.
Here we go.
He's so fucking mad.
Number four.
Right, right.
Wait, what's number four in 12 Days of Christmas?
Four.
Calling
golden
birds.
Golden ring.
Yeah.
Everyone is golden ring.
That's what
Eli
I wanted to do.
Eli doesn't know. I mean, he has...
We didn't end up being able to do it, but we wanted to do for that holiday sing-along show. I didn't have time to get it because really short notice, but just... wear like so much gold jewelry and then sing a version of 12 Days of Christmas where it's all golden rings. 12 golden rings, 11 golden rings, just dancing in my splendor.
Just for,
I'm
like,
sad
the
our
whole
listeners
song.
Couldn't see your like weird tentacle dance.
Yeah,
it was good.
It's pretty good.
It's upsetting.
I'm a talented individual.
All right, so
what's that crazy laugh?
So number four, I'll lead with the headline here. So Charlie Villanueva, who was an NBA player, I don't know if he's a current NBA player or a former NBA
player.
He's
a dunker.
But he used to play for, I believe, UConn back in the day. I remember
the
old days. He has alopecia, so he doesn't have eyebrows or hair in his head.
Hit the big three. He's the info we need.
That's a notable item about him.
Do you remember that?
Hairless UConn grad, Villanueva.
Do you remember that show on MTV that was like the dating show with the bus, Next?
Next, hell yeah.
And they'd like be like, Young Sheldon. It would just be like, what's up? What's his name? Carlos?
Charlie.
Charlie?
Yeah.
He's like, what's up? I'm Charlie. I play for UConn. I'm from Utah. And I got alopecia. And then he goes on the date.
With just like big Groucho Marx eyebrows.
The best thing about Next is that they would set up the bus. So there's like a bridge in between the bus and the girl or the guy.
Yeah.
And then they'd just be like, the second they get off the bus, it's like, next. And the person's like, oh, fuck you, man. Yeah. We're like 100 yards from each
everyone,
other.
Yeah, everyone loves the crazy battles, but that's like such an underrated part of Next is that when all coming off the bus stairs, Next, like they have to go back and hang out with everybody who knows that they just.
Well, they know it's bullshit, though, because they all feel commiserated.
Yeah, but it's some dude with like puka shells and like the ski slope hair where it's just like all pointed straight up in the front of your head.
That was a good time in male fashion.
Yeah, and then he just has to go and sit down. He's like, I guess I was a little too much, man, for.
That's a tactical move because that might be the best you're gonna get, right?
Yeah,
you don't know.
Yeah,
you know, and then you're stuck with some dud, and then you end up like I've definitely seen it happen where like
one guy with braces.
The bill comes due, and that person gets like nexted by the other person's like, no, nah, I don't want to go out with you. I'll take the money or what? I forget what it was. Wasn't it money versus spending more time with the person or something like that?
I'd always take the money.
Yeah, of course.
Tell you what, I wish I could next the Cheeto in Chief.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like, hey, at the inauguration, he was up on the stage, and everyone just goes, next!
And then he has to walk back to a big tour bus.
Yeah.
I guess I was too much man for them.
Yeah.
What was
anyway, that? Charlie, what were we talking about?
What did the hairless man, what happened?
Well, what happened to the hairless man?
Oh, it's funny. He's actually, he's rebooting the hairless MTV dunk boy. Show Next. Yeah. That's part of it. No, he posted online a picture of a bathroom and says, they stole my toilet. I'm not making this shit up. Still waiting. Dallas PD. So apparently
Dallas
someone
PD.
Broke into this guy's house.
At 911, I'm being robbed.
And stole his toilet.
Like, he says they took other stuff, but other the stuff. Thing he is most scarred by is the fact that they took his
it
toilet.
It probably was like a nice toilet, right? I mean, it probably wasn't just like a standard, like, you
was
know.
Was it a gold toilet?
Might have been. No, it might have been like, well, that would be very heavy. It might have been like a Japanese, you know, one like a fancy Japanese one.
That's such a great.
If you're worth $50 million,
his apartment doesn't look that nice.
That's my favorite. There's like Birdman or something. I think it's like a Young Thug song, and then it has one of those intros where he's talking about how all the fancy stuff he has in Birdman's like, I got gold turlets. It's so good. Gold turlets.
So I'm just going to read, because this is on TMZ Sports.
Even if it was a Japanese toilet, like, that's so much work to steal.
Yeah. Well, I'm not saying it's normal. I'm trying to create some reason.
What, someone steals a Japanese toilet on Bob's Burgers?
No, I think, like, they get a Japanese toilet and Gene, like, gets too close with it, so they get rid of it.
Well, they're stealing jewelry.
Somebody
and, like,
I know has a joke about that. How it like a Japanese toilet like eats your asshole. Like,
yeah.
It's very like invasive.
Yeah.
So that's a very inappropriate
plot
line.
I want a bidet.
What a culture. What a time.
They've really reinvented pooping.
Let's start a GoFundMe for a bidet. I want to get a bidet.
Bidets rule. My parents have a bidet.
Really?
It's really good.
Fancy Dang. Parents over yeah. here. We the king and queen of England.
Oh, my
parents?
My parents' bathroom is bigger than my whole apartment. It's insane.
New York, baby.
So he basically did this. So TMZ just like didn't embed the tweets. They just like turned them into like quotes with ellipses between the tweets. So it looks like a very weird like email you would get from somebody.
And he's just like shaken.
It's like, I'm still tripping. Who steals a toilet? Like, why a toilet? A few hours later, Charlie added, I'm still in shock of the things they stole. But the one that stand out the most is a toilet. Bro, a toilet. Can't get my mind off that. A
this
toilet.
Is the point.
They, wow.
They win.
I'm imagining these guys in the house. They're like, have like a big bag full of jewelry. They've got all the electronics. And they're just like, yeah, hold on. Let me get that toilet. I'll be back in a second. It's like, get the toilet?
No, that's, I like to think it was like a crew, you know, and they got in the living room like, all right, split up. Everyone can take it. And then when they
get the one, no, the one guy, up, it's like, Randy, you get the toilet. Randy's like, oh, come on.
No,
what?
No,
the
no.
Toilet?
I like the idea
no.
that he couldn't find anything more valuable and they all make fun of him when he comes back.
You took my bit and took it in a different way. No, they all split up and they're like, meet back here in 30. And they come back in 30 and like one guy's got a bunch of jewelry. One guy's got like a bunch of like silverware and one's just standing there at the toilet. He's like, I panicked.
That's what I'm thinking. They all make fun of him. They're like, dude, a toilet? For real? You couldn't find anything better? He's like, I don't know.
No. It's nice.
That's like the best thing. Like, he's an NBA player, so I would highly assume he has multiple bathrooms in his house, but it would be great if that was the only one. Because if somebody steals your toilet and then you have to take a shit, you have to buy another toilet first.
You have to take a shit like, into the little hole.
And the pipe, yeah.
Straight into the pipe. You just have a European toilet now.
Fucking, this is like a diffusing a bomb.
Have you ever used one of those? It is
a
insane.
A squatter?
It is insane.
I lived
that
in India for 4 months, dude.
Yeah, so you squatted it
I'm
up.
I'm so good at it. It is like it is extremely fucking real. Like, you are so close to your own poop.
It's like an animal.
It is. The sound it makes when it, because there's no water. So the sound poop makes when it hits a solid surface is like, oh, I'm an animal. I'm not a human. We are, nothing separates us from them except pooping into water. That's it.
I have like a vague memory of like being young, and we were in like we were traveling, and there was a squat toilet, and I never used one. I didn't really understand that you had to like squat, and I just tried to aim and missed.
Wait, what?
Let's so you cut just that like out. From...
he was just, like, he was just like standing from ramrod standing? Straight.
I think I was like crouched a little
like shoulders
bit.
Shoulders back.
But I definitely wasn't like crouched to the floor.
You missed
because
it just
I
like,
thought
oh,
it was
fuck.
Gross.
Imagining it taking a
comes,
shit.
It just comes straight out horizontally and then drops like a printer. Yeah.
Taking a shit from full standing is like the most disgusting thing.
Because how do you mean the risk just like goes into your pants?
It just like crawls down your leg.
I think I probably so I probably took my pants off.
You're just naked. I tried to go in the thing. I tried to, why are you naked? Why are you naked? I didn't want to get it on me. Like this shouldn't be this hard.
I mean, I guess if you're like a kid and no one explains to you.
Yeah. Have I ever told you guys this story about when I shit myself in a onesie? Oh, that's a story for a different day.
Wow, teaser. Don't listen to this podcast anymore.
No, yesterday. Right? Yeah.
You might hear that on a different story.
Hey, did you guys ever hear that story about the time I shit myself in a onesie? He threatened.
It's a good story. People like it.
People love it.
People right. love it.
So yeah, look, they stole his toilet. If anyone has the information, please call Crime Stoppers in the Dallas area. If anybody suspiciously is flaunting a new toilet, I guess. Yo, check out this toilet, man. This is Charlie Villanueva's toilet. It's like, right?
Are there any fences in the area?
Yeah.
Cut to like the,
check
like,
Craigslist for who's selling a toilet.
Go rustle up those local pawn shops.
Do like quick cuts. Judge hitting a gavel. Jail door slamming, the guy in the jail cell. Well, the guy, what are you in for? I stole a toilet, man.
I hope at that trial they make Charlie like sit on the toilet and just be like, yeah, this is it. This is the one.
Yeah. How much does a toilet
cost? Is the toilet in the room? Could you please point to the toilet?
Shelby, what's the market price on a toilet?
We can find that out, right?
It's like a standard toilet price.
Like a classic, yeah. Your classic ceramic.
Your Kohler.
American Standard.
He's probably got a fancy one. I don't know.
Can you get a toilet on Prime 2 days?
I bet you could.
That's
want it on Prime.
This is the kind of nightmare shit that if you had like unlimited money. Did you ever think about like how you would fuck with people if you had unlimited money?
Yeah.
Just like or like send somebody a toilet and be like, hey, here you go. It's like I don't want what? Like how do I get rid of this? Like what do?
Did we ever talk about that on the pod? Because we were talking about both the thing that we both found. I thought it would be very funny to send someone a stripper gram.
Oh right, and mine was
every
sent,
day
yeah.
for a month.
Mine was
that's, like, that's harassment.
It's very funny, first of all. Because the first day you'd be like, oh, ha.
That's like
the
pretty,
second day
like
you'd be like,
nice
pretty
toilet.
Funny. And then the rest of that week you'd be like, Jesus Christ. And then the week would end and you'd be like, well, that's over.
What's the MSRP?
And then you'd show up on Monday.
So you're doing just weekdays.
Just at work. Just weekdays at work. Yeah. And you show up Monday the next week. And
it's still happening.
Still happening.
Same stripper, different stripper.
Probably same stripper.
Hey, it's me again.
You just develop a relationship.
Yeah. You'd know their body so well.
No, like, you think the person would be accepting the strippergram every day?
You gotta
they
accept
would,
the strippergram.
They would do it.
Would you
every
turn
day.
It down?
Okay. All right, so we got a toilet price here: $263.41.
Not that much.
Not enough.
Not enough. To
I was
carry
expecting
it.
More.
I'm surprised that that's that cheap. I don't
you
know
couldn't pay me to carry a toilet.
It's
that
also
much.
Like it's full of water. Like on top of that, I know it dumps
you can
out when
dump
you pick
the
it up.
Water out.
Not in the tank.
They're not running out with a stolen toilet. Like, don't spill any of that sweet toilet water.
They want that Villanueva water.
Yeah.
They're really just stealing it for the water.
Yeah. $71.20 is a lot lower. That's a much cheaper toilet.
Wow.
What is that made out of?
$71?
It's like a disposable toilet.
It's like, I'm done with this one. I want another one.
Wow. Now that I know how cheap they are, I kind of want to upgrade.
Yeah. Just make it when that's you're big and famous in show business. Like I remember like the South Park guys. I remember reading this. This has stuck with me ever since I read it. As part of their contract, it's like a dumb thing in their contract. They got enough pairs of socks every day for a year for every
wow.
so every day.
So, you
got,
just throw
so new
your
socks,
socks
every
away.
Day.
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, the
that's
dream.
It's not a lot of money, and it's like a shitty little thing, but it's like that is like that's the height of luxury.
Oh my god, life
new
changing.
Socks every day. Not just like, you know, not that they're clean, they're new.
They're brand new.
That's luxurious.
Yeah.
They could have bought it themselves rich. With the millions of dollars they get for supper, but it's nice to not have to make that decision.
Yeah,
being rich seems pretty.
I want
sick,
this
guys.
On top of the money.
See, I know it's like incredibly wasteful, and I would never forgive myself if I did that. But man, it would be great.
It'd be pretty good.
Be good. So good. I thought about. wait, is that some old commercial where like a dad would like he would like dip his son's feet in like this weird thing, and then the mom comes home and he's like, we don't need socks anymore. That's real. Okay, you guys.
Shelby was nodding.
Shelby knows.
I don't know what it is.
Shelby's picking up.
I can neither confirm or deny.
It's an old. And
like dipping his feet in wax or something?
It was like some sort of white, like, and he like dips his son's feet.
This
is
really. Shelby found it in 4 seconds.
Do you have this like bookmarked?
Because I remember Shelby produced this commercial,
and like it's, you know, it's a joke because the mom's like, "Oh, brother," but I
was a dumb dad.
I was always like, "That seems like kind of a good idea."
Except for your toenails continue to grow.
Shh, I'm listening.
What is this? It's a special paste I invented to replace socks. We're dipping our feet in it.
Why?
Because we can't find socks that shape to our feet. We're sick of it.
Sick of it. That's really stupid.
That's the future.
Hanes makes better fitting socks the whole family will love.
Guaranteed that is the future.
That's a good ad.
Yeah, I like
I enjoyed it.
That's
look
funny.
At the kid fall down. Great. Top notch ad. Thanks, Shelby.
That actress is
bleep
is
out
Hames actress.
Though. We're not giving them.
I don't know her name, but she was in Step Brothers, the one they kept calling Pan. Pam. That's the same lady. She was in a lot of commercials as like the annoyed wife. She was on the annoyed wife beat for a while.
The long suffering wife.
Like across brands.
She's like a Janet Varney.
So she was like the she was like the Nick Fury of like a bunch of different companies. Like they all exist in the same universe, but she also is like living multiple lives with different husbands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Secret
families. That classic thing. It's like, you know, you have a family that you like. How about you get another one? It's like, right? Most people are probably like, yeah, I'm good with I'm sick of the one. I don't want another one.
Somebody has a bit about that. I think it was like
secret families.
Yeah.
Like, how? Why would you want more than one?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, play it out. Goes where you think it would.
All right.
Next one.
Yikes.
Number three.
Whoever that is like, hey.
Wow. Fuck you, secret family bit comic.
I subscribe to your podcast.
Number three is a heartwarming story from American University. Look, it's the holidays. Semester just ended for college kids. People are getting fucked up, right? That's just
hell yeah. Ooh, right. Ooh.
So this frat at American University, there we go.
Ooh, boy.
Cracking them open. This just Friday,
like,
American
loud gulping.
Oh, I've been leaning
that's
away.
How I drink beer.
I've been leaning away from the mic to burp like very often. So yeah. I apologize if anybody could hear any of it.
I will not apologize.
I burped right into the mic before we started, Kath was shook by it. She was deeply bothered.
As Patty said, it felt like someone burping directly into your mouth. It was just like
it could be worse. You could be doing a podcast with Stav, who farts into the mic.
Oh God,
done that? That's how you get pink eye.
Classic cum boy reference. Anyway, so people are partying.
People are partying, and so there's this big party at the end of the semester, pretty recently, and the cops broke it up as they're wont to do at a frat party, and the cops like took out their breathalyzer to breathalyze people. And the air in the frat registered as a 0.01. Which just like, it just made, I had this like visceral physical reaction to this news because like, I just am imagining how fucking disgusting that building is. And like,
sounds pretty sick.
There's something about like, okay, do y'all live in like boy houses? Like,
I did.
You live alone and you make pretty good money, so you probably live like a civilized life.
Blow Patty's spot up.
Patty's doing all right.
My place is not messy, but it's very full of shit. Like, it's very cluttered, but it's not messy.
But you know what I mean? Like, how's your grout? How's your shower grout?
That's all fine.
Yeah. Do you live in a boy house, Eli?
I live in an apartment. I don't know why. The boy house is...
I
live in a man
house.
I lived in a thorough boy house all of college. Other boys.
I live with six dudes.
Yeah, I just went to Philly and like I was staying with my brother and he lives in a boy house. He's like younger than me and he sells beer. So he's like, it's a boy house. It's nice, but it's just like...
He sells beer?
Yeah, he's a beer rep. Like
brand.
Not like out of a truck.
Like he sells weed. He sells beer. It's like they just sell that though. You can just get that.
You can just go to the store.
He just sells black market beer.
Hey man, you want some of this beer? It's like what?
Yeah, coming over to he opens a
There's
fridge.
There's a bar like 2 blocks away, man.
I guess it's against the law, but like for a really stupid reason. Like, what? Like,
you want to crack one of these right now?
It says not for resale. This is not like badass.
Yeah, you walk in and he's just drinking beer out of a bong. He doesn't know what it's for.
So, I was just at his house and like I used a shower and I feel like this is like true hallmark of like a gross boy house is they had one shower product for your whole body, like head to toe.
Oh yeah.
Shampoo, conditioner, body wash.
Human gel. Wash gel.
Well, if you use more than one thing, you're kind of a little thing.
Well, this is the best part.
Shout out to Wash Gel for Humans, the preferred body and head wash of men.
So my favorite part about it was
think about the time you'll save.
It was Dove for men, obviously. And it was like a shampoo conditioner, and it was called Thick and Strong.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That branding is so good because they have to make it like, it's not chick stuff.
No,
like,
it's Thick and Strong. It's Thick Strong,
it's
boys.
It's good to show that you get clean.
It's
like,
solid.
What do you think is going on here?
You crack it off. It comes in a log.
It's like,
hack pieces off.
I was going to go out with you, but and now that I see that you have some kind of cleaning product in your cart there... I want a guy who was always in a fucking mechanic outfit.
The best,
yeah. Yes. I just want somebody musky. Yeah. That's what I want.
The best is the for a while
there's
with Axe.
There's a fine line where musky's. Oh, this guy has BO. Yeah. It smells bad.
Disgusting man. I will say if any of the people who live in that boy house are listening, thank you for letting me stay
there.
You're
just trashing
you were.
Kath has done her
kind.
Last no, Philly show.
The best was for a while Axe body wash came with this. It was a loofah. But they called it like
a man scrubber or whatever.
It was like even more aggressive than scrubber. It was like body shaver, like chick fucker. Yeah, it was just like it was like hard. No, yeah, it was just called.
You're gay.
Yeah,
you're gay.
But the thing about
it
is, it's a great hot product. It's a great loofah. It's like it's got like an exfoliating side and a
this guy loves loofahs.
Softer. I do
what
love
you,
loofahs.
Are you fucking Bill O'Reilly
fucking
over here?
Fight
Come
me,
on.
Bitch.
Loofahs
I love
are
loofahs.
Good. Loofahs
sorry.
Are real good.
Sorry, he called a loofah a falafel. Excuse me.
He did
a falafel.
Yeah, yeah, that's
the Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah, the Bill O'Reilly thing where
he
like,
tried it. He's in the.
You know, he's like that's the
there's
first.
Chickpeas everywhere.
The first sexual harassment lawsuit was he. There's audio of this. It's probably online of him like leaving horny voicemails for this like producer on his show. And,
he's like, I want to wash you down with
a
falafel.
He's like, I want to use one of those falafel things. It's such a great like banal detail in this like gross salacious thing that he just like fucks up and doesn't know what like the word is.
That's interesting to me because like I always assumed with stuff like that it was like he'd.
I'm too horny to know the words.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I guess I assumed that, like, when people were doing that kind of stuff, they weren't just going off the dome. Like, where it wasn't, like, I didn't think there'd be a lot of and ums.
Yeah, it's pretty
those.
Bad tradecraft, right? Like,
yeah.
If you're going to fucking harass, like, get your shit together.
Don't be
man.
Like, I want to rub you down with one of those.
Then we're going to, like, we're going to sex on you.
Yeah.
I'm going to, like, do sex to you.
I'm going
to
fuck you with Hard. Sorry.
Yeah, she paid a bunch of money, and he was embarrassed. And everyone is like, "Hey, Bill, how's the falafel?" And it's like, "Well, that's a chapter of my life." I think. Yeah, I mean, I've been in our senior year house was like
just
pretty brutal.
I remember that like stale beer mist of like a party house.
Oh yeah, I mean that was definitely.
And you have like the big trash can with no trash bag, just full of empties.
Yeah.
This is fucking disgusting. In the house, like in the kitchen. Ours is like in the kitchen,
and it sticky film of like all the stale beer in the bottom.
We would keep because in Michigan you get like a 10-cent deposit per can or bottle.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You'd have a good party, and then, like, you'd get, like, $100.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had some... I remember the cop thing also reminded me. We had a party once that was, like... First of all, it was a great party. It was taupe theme, so everyone had to wear taupe.
Sig Epp throws the best parties, so everyone knows that.
Shut up! But we went to the liquor store near us, and they had this, like... fucked up wine that I guess had like gone bad or something because they were selling it for $1 a bottle.
Here, have some vinegar to drink.
Basically, and we were like, "How much of this do you have?" And they're like, "We have like 127 bottles." And we're like, "How much will you let us buy?" And they're like, "We don't give a shit." So we bought 127 bottles of wine, and then everyone that came got just a bottle of wine. This terrible New Zealand wine, and we'd broken the glass on our front door, boy house, and so we'd replaced it with like a piece of acrylic from like a. From the art school, that's not important. But so the it looks like a window, but it's just this like thin piece of acrylic. And the cop came up, and she was so fucking mad because they called the cops on the party, and she like walks up all mad and wants to bang on the glass really hard to intimidate us. And she just slams her fist, and the acrylic just pops out. So she just like swipes her fist through the door, and then everyone's just standing there like. Hi. Yeah.
So this American University party, apparently one guy jumped out of a second story window because the cops came.
That's
classic coward move. And then a dozen of them tried to hide in a bathroom, which I'm just imagining just a pile of scared frat guys in
like
a bathroom.
Like the cops are just gonna like give up. It's like there's like muffled noise coming from behind that door. Time. Well, that's enough.
You need a bathroom warrant to come in here.
So you, Eli, you said you live. your parents live kind of around there, and it's like not a good neighborhood to have a.
It's, you can't throw like a rager there. There's yeah, it's like a residential neighborhood. It's pretty
Tenley
nice.
Town.
Yeah, AU Park, baby. Yeah, no, like I love it. I don't know where. I want to know actually where this house is. I might look it up because it's got to be pretty close. But yeah, it's a lot of families and stuff. You can't. We had a house on our street that was some AU people for a while, and there, the neighborhood did not love it.
We had like
the Tenley listserv was blowing up with complaints.
I had friends who had like a post college house, like the last like 3 years after college, when everyone like when they go back to the city, they all act like the same way they used to act on Yuma Street, kind of near there. And it
Yuma's really close.
Yeah, and it was like
I shouldn't say my address on the
podcast. Yeah, that's what I was like. You live kind of around there.
Yeah, yeah. Give me your soch, pal. Don't worry about it. No, but we all look. I look back on some of those days and it's like, how did I fucking live like that? Like just because of, like I have like anxiety that I didn't have then, I guess, about like just like things being gross. Like,
I mean,
yeah, this is just the way I live.
I lived in a boy house in college. I lived in a house called the Thunderdome with three dudes, and it was
disgusting.
Your house
has a name. It's already kind of like, this is a, we're already set up.
Boy houses are just, you know,
they're
function
not...
over style.
Yeah.
I just want to point, it's like, it's a boy house is not like a gendered thing.
No, I think it's, like, I think it's fair.
But it's like but it's predominantly
look, boys' houses. No, boy houses have all the things we described. Girl houses have a Breakfast at Tiffany's poster up.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
live, laugh, love, baby.
La Dolce Vita poster.
Yeah, and that
Vin Mariani,
the kiss.
Yes,
it
yes,
has
yes,
that.
Yes.
Yeah, they should have something cool like tin signs.
Fuck you, man.
Good callback.
Why
call
did
back.
The store exist if it was so weird?
Damn. That's the kind of logic you get from a lawyer, baby. Oh, I am cross-examined, hoisted on my own guitar.
Why did I have the bowl, Bart? Why did I have the bowl? That's basically me doing that. Hey, it's fine. Whatever.
Yeah. You know what I've wanted? Like, this is one of my deepest wishes is large. You know,
to Brazil.
It's, if you're getting... Yeah. You know the thing that hamsters drink out of?
This is Eli's deepest wish.
One of my deepest wishes.
That's not how I thought it was going to go.
I think about it all the time. I want a human one above my bed so I don't have to go get water.
Well, if you're as a boy, you know this. Julio Torres has a really good joke about this, actually.
Oh, it
it's
murdered
it's
me.
It's brutal. It's like he said something along the lines
of
like...
Oh, I remember the exact joke.
He's like,
I had to get my... Julio Torres is super funny. I mean, he's like... I'm not going to plug him anymore. He's like doing extremely well. he's like, I had to get my straight friend a gift for his birthday. So
I know
got
this
him. I got him what all I think all straight men want, which is an empty bottle of Gatorade to leave by their bed. And he did that joke, and I had, as soon as he said it, I was like, I have an empty bottle of Gatorade sitting by my bed right now. It's good. You refill it with water, and then you get a little bit of Gatorade flavor. Pretty good.
That is, yeah.
But you only do it once? I used to do the refill for like weeks.
Yeah.
It doesn't like, you know, whatever.
No,
then you
fancy
just, you buy
now.
A new
refill
Gatorade.
Like a,
eventually you buy a new Gatorade.
I like refilling like a San Pellegrino bottle. I love the feel of that glass.
Oh,
very fancy.
Fancy boy. I have one of those like, one of those metal things that keeps it cold for like 12 hours,
nice.
Which is nice.
Oh, I need to get one of those. Oh, the Swell?
Yeah.
Yeah. I should ask for that for Christmas. Dang.
Sponsor us, Swell.
Yeah. Moon Pie and Swell. Yeah,
I remember I was at a party a few weeks ago, and name drop Will Menaker of Chapo Trap House just got one of those.
Whoa.
And he was like passionately talking about the Swell, and then was like caught himself and was like, man, my life is very different now. Like, he got one and he was like so stoked about it.
It does seem like magic.
Dude,
making party
really,
small talk about
really
his water bottle.
Cold. It does.
I'm gonna get it when
like,
I go
like
home.
if I forget and leave it like on the nightstander on like my coffee table like overnight. I'll
could
come
you put
back
it in a
from,
fire?
I'll like
you think?
Come back from work, and it will like the water will still be like.
Do you think you
cold.
Could put it in a fire and the water would stay cold?
I'm not a scientist.
We
I
gotta
know.
Someone send us one so we can try it on the podcast.
Yeah, I'm not using mine. I don't really mind of this insane.
Also, speaking of boy tips, Gatorade bottle. Whoa. If you don't know, ladies, perfect bottle for peeing into on road trips. Men know it, fellas. Back me up.
Eli was speaking of boy tips in two ways.
You ever...
Oh, gross. Do you ever remember
Eli,
the
you,
first...
you rode crew. Did you,
yeah.
Did you do the pee in the bottle when you were in the boat? Did you ever have to do that?
I don't think I ever did.
If you're a lady... So
it's very hard because you're in a unitard. So it's like pretty hard
we
to
did
get.
Not wear unitards.
You didn't?
No.
Everybody, that's like what so you wear was, when you
no, we had like t-shirts and shorts.
A singlet?
Was it like a on like a team?
Yeah, like tight shorts and then
t-shirts?
Like a
in
like
in,
a dry
regattas,
fit,
you'd wear that?
Like an Under Armour type shirt.
I'm gonna get like roasted for being like 1%.
Well, it's just if you
I rode it was fun though. We were the only crew team, only public school crew team in DC, and we had such a feud with St. Albans. We like shoot paintballs
we
at
talked
and stuff.
About this.
We were like the only public school crew team in like my area too. And but the thing is, if you were in the boat and you were a lady and you had to pee, everyone else in the boat would have to lean way out to one side, and then you would have to lean way out to the other side and pee out of the boat. And it was like very daring and exciting.
I don't know if I ever. I'm trying to
talk a lot about a lot of pooping and peeing on this episode. Yeah. I apologize.
Pee cast.
Yeah. We can move
remember,
on. I just really.
Well, I was going to talk more about it.
Okay.
Do you
fine.
Remember the first time that you or like one of your friends tried to pee in a car and you realized like how much you pee? Because I have like a distinct memory of one of my friends.
And you're like, oh, the bottle's full.
Yeah, it was that he started. He's like, oh, no.
I have not. I guess I haven't been on enough long enough trips where I've had to pee in a bottle in the car.
I wish I could pee into a bottle. That just seems like it would be such a life-changing ability.
I've got my whole life without doing it. I don't know.
That way you can store it all up.
That's what I mean. That's what I meant.
Oh, like a Howard Hughes thing.
I'm really bummed out I can't store my pee for later.
Just grow your fingernails really long and don't cut your hair or anything
you know
like that. And just,
messed up is the internet is like the sort of thing that, like, before the internet, you walking into a room and seeing it would scar you and be like a significant force in your life the rest of it. You see that like 4 times a day by accident.
What?
Like, just crazy, disgusting shit. Like
people peeing into bottles?
No, I mean, I'll tell you what I saw, but it's bad. It was like, I was just, you know what it was? It was that Katie Notopoulos or whatever did that, like, worst things on the internet. And it's just an image. And I'm, like, living my just life. Like, I'm just trying to be a human. And then I scroll, and it's a picture of a guy. It's, like, a guy with a My Little Pony figurine taking it out of one jar of cum and putting it in a different jar of cum. And I just saw that, and I just have to.
Merry
like,
Christmas, everybody!
Yeah, Merry Christmas. Like, I just have to live with that. It's so messed up.
I just
sorry, everybody.
Let's go number two.
I don't understand. No, we're aren't we? Oh, we are on number two. Yeah, okay. All right, hey, yeah, let's do that.
Give us a moon pie first.
Moon pie. What a time to be alive.
I will say, looking at the board here, we had a 9 in fake out earlier today. We're going to have more 9 in news.
Thank you for sending us the 9 in news. Please continue to do that.
It was a classic trick from that famous internet trickster, Vic Berger.
Your friend and mine.
Who is a very funny man and is an amazing editor and is super funny. But he basically photoshopped the Mike Cernovich inauguration day a year later, stupid shithead festival that he's having in New York.
Have you guys been following the? We didn't really have time, but the Mike Cernovich AMA that's going on right now.
He was flipping out. Everyone's like,
just
"Hey man,
losing his mind."
It's amazing because it's like, "Hey man, you call it Gorilla Mindset." Is there a reason you named your whole thing after the only ape that can recognize itself in a mirror? second part of the question: do you attack the man staring back at you when you look in a mirror? And he responds like, "Ask another question, shithead," or whatever you know. But he had like a bandana on and was having like a periscope meltdown.
Oh, that rules.
But and my friend Greg, he made a point. It's interesting. The fact that he was so overwhelmed by people making fun of him makes you wonder how many fans he actually has. Like, how many actual people, you know?
That's what all these people are. That's when, you know, when we post shit on, like at work, it's always these Trump people are always like, you ready to lose 50% of your viewership? And it's like,
totally not going to happen.
That's not, you're not 50%. Who's telling you this?
Yeah.
Also, at best, we're talking about 50% of your potential viewership.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's what we're talking about. Like, not like, hey,
not
man.
Not even, though.
But, it's like with anything. It's like, you know, like, some fucking sitcom, you know, or something. It's like, you're ready to lose half your viewers? Like, I bet half the viewers are not currently conservative. And, you know,
right.
Like, it's not, like, that's not.
It's the same thing, like, I think about with, like, doing. Because, like, I don't do, none of us really do, like, political comedy or anything. But it's like, I feel
new
like,
rule.
I feel like, I don't know, if people are, like, coming to a stand-up show that I'm on. Generally speaking, they probably won't be super conservative. And if they are, it's like, well, but I'm also funny. So, I'm not going to...
Right.
Like, an open-minded conservative person would probably still find me funny.
Oh, you were funny up until you said Trump was bad. Now I think you're bad. I mean, well,
it's like, okay, well, I also do, like, 20 minutes of pussy jokes. So, get back on board.
There's so much, like, insane it's more than ever, I think. There's so much identity wrapped around the guy for these people that, like, it's such a raw nerve. Like, the second anybody says anything bad, it's like, oh, well, guess I'm canceling my, you know?
Right.
And it's like,
it's
that's
a current
it?
Boycott.
That's
it's all
it?
That shit.
You fucking, well, it's thin-skinned loser. Like, what?
It's also, like, the thing about it is it's
oh,
like,
by the way, let's just...
Number two.
Well, I'm going to not talk about that sentence. It's like... Like, it always reminds me of this, when I was at I had a show, and there was, like, a heckler that was awful, and then, like, her final thing was, she's like, well, then I'm leaving, and I was like, great.
Cool.
Like, why?
You
like, these people
that.
Send us this, like, they send us Facebook messages that I get, and they'll be, not the podcast, but everyone's very nice on the podcast, but we'll get a, you know, somebody's just, like, full of, like, slurs and shit, and it's like, whatever, you fuck, like, you fucking retarded liberal, like, faggots, I'm not reading your page anymore. It's like, great, please don't.
Dude.
I really don't want you have as part of our readership.
Right.
That's also, like, bullshit, because, like, if something makes you mad, like, more often than not, you're going to fucking go back to it. If you have, like, a part, like, yeah. like, if the inside of your cheek hurts when you touch it with your tongue, you fucking keep touching it with your tongue. Like, that's just, human behavior.
The best version of that I have is the day, it was Trump's, God, was it? No, it was the Women's March in January? Right? It was inauguration,
right? Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah.
So that weekend, literally the day of the Women's March, I was working at a club on 6th Street in Austin. And I was working with Keith Lowell Jensen, who's very funny, very liberal, like, does political stuff, is, like, nominally liberal. He was a headliner, and I was featuring for him. And these people came in, and this club in Austin is, like, it's on, like, sort of the main nightlife drag, so a lot of the audience is barked in. And these people... were just really drunk, and they got cut off, and one of them called the waitress a bitch, and it's just a waitress and a bartender there, it's a small club, mm-hmm. and the bartender's like, okay, I'm gonna need you to leave, like, you called the waitress a bitch, and they were like, this is just political, man, like, you don't want us in here, because we like Trump, or whatever, and it's like, if you call a woman a bitch, and then that's a political issue that you stand for...
Bet you let John Podesta call her a bitch.
Like, yeah, what? Like, think about what you're representing there.
Right.
Yeah. But it's, and I was just like, this is... Everyone who said Trump's gonna be good for comedy is fucking lying, because that's what these fucking people do.
There's nothing, And plus,
but it's the same shit. It was
of.
Like, cool, yeah, leave, boycott. Like, you called the person waiting on you a bitch. Like, goodbye.
Right. That's just bad behavior. I don't care about your fucking politics.
Yeah. It was wild.
All right, so let's do this.
Anyway.
Number two.
So this is, like, vaguely politics related, but not really. So this, obviously, the big tax bill passed this weekend. It's pretty crazy because, you know, you guys, I don't know how many jobs you guys have been offered since it happened, but it's pretty crazy. The jobs are already coming back.
And oh, yeah.
I have four jobs now.
There's, like,
there are so many jobs out there that I'm working four of them at once.
There's too many jobs.
Yeah. Somebody spin that, the gig economy. you got three jobs.
And so, like, you know, people were upset and were sort of, I think people were looking for something like a face to put on this whole thing, you know, mm-hmm. a little bit. And as it happens, there was an item. I think this is how it happened. I don't really know the full organic
story. A perfect
story,
face.
But there was there was a Page Six article, and it probably was covered elsewhere, but one of the lesser known Kochs, his son, this guy, Wyatt.
Ingraham
Koch.
One of the leisure Kochs, not the political Kochs.
Correct. He's suing his ex-fiance for the engagement ring, which is, there are legal theories about this. Like, it's a promise, you know, it's a sort of expectation of, you know, hey, I'm giving this to you on condition that you marry me, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Whatever. All that aside, $250,000 engagement ring. Like, this guy's worth billions of dollars. Like, maybe you just take the L and don't put yourself in the papers for this, for one thing.
That's how you stay rich, though.
But, suing her for $250,000 plus damages, like, because his fees are hurt or whatever, which sucks. But, look, that's a bummer. That's unfortunate. He's probably maybe not reacting the best way. But this is he looks like a puffier version of the Harvey Danger guy. Is that accurate? He has like a weird, very young face.
My friend Pat Dean has a joke where he says he looks like an adult Gerber baby. And I feel like it's a very funny joke, but I feel like it is more apt of this Coke than it is of my friend.
He looks like Newman's son.
Yeah.
Like
Newman.
Like Dennis Nedry's son.
Yeah.
After if Nedry had gotten out of Jurassic Park with all the money, it would be Nedry's son.
It's like if somebody from the Sunday comics turned into, like, a washed up ex-celebrity.
Yeah, he's a Far Side cartoon.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah, it'd be like what's Dennis the Menace up to now?
Right.
It's like this.
Yeah. So he's like 31 years old, and he's
31?
Yeah. So
holy
he's got a young
shit,
face.
He looks bad though.
Well, I mean, so
he
he's
looks like a budget big baby.
People looked into it, like what's this guy's deal? Who is this guy? And they found the Instagram account and also like just a general thing is. So this is a guy who, as purely as like a keep him busy, like you know, because there's no stakes for any of his business stuff. He's like, I'm gonna make something, you know, like my grandpa did because his parents yeah. didn't, none of their dads did anything.
What did they make their money doing?
It's like every...
it was like industrial stuff, and I think they had like weird relationship
it's like how every incredibly rich. Like,
I want to say war profiteering, but I don't think that's true. You know,
something yeah. just, obscure.
You know, like every heiress like makes jewelry and has a jewelry.
Right. Line.
No, but I mean, like,
know.
How did they originally
the get rich?
Oh, the Cokes? I don't know.
But there's always some like. When it's like generational wealth like that, like where it's
looted
like insane,
pyramid,
like forever amount of money, like pre like tech stuff, it's like, especially people that have money for like forever, it's like, oh yeah, my family did a lot of like business in China years. It's, oh, so your family was in the triad trade or the opium trade? Your family was like people who do, yeah. So
let's just say we had some precious cargo on ships.
Exactly. So this guy, he runs a shirt company called Wyatt Ingraham, and he makes world's ugliest ass shirts.
It should be called Grant Stevett. What was that guy's name?
Grant Stinchfield.
Grant Stinchfield.
Grant Stinchfield.
It should be called
Grant Stinchfield versus Wyatt Ingraham.
Wyatt Ingra.
White boy showdown.
Wyatt Ingra looks like a fucking ham.
That would be so good. Somebody should make a fighting video game, like a Tekken that's
of
just
all these
really privileged white
soft
men.
Boys.
Yeah, just like
a large sun fighting game.
Yeah, large suns.
So there's this video of this guy talking
Someone
about,
make an 8-bit GIF of that for us. I would love
that's
it.
That's very labor intensive.
Yeah, hey, just make that. Cool. Maybe we'll shout you out.
People get so mad, too. That'd be so funny.
Free exposure.
Oh, man.
We'll pay you an exposure.
Yeah, that's the best.
They get so mad because it'd be like, you're threatening violence on Wyatt Ingraham.
Yeah, they're like, there was a thing that, like, Overwatch for a long time, like, they were releasing new characters and they were all, every character they released was a female character for, like, a couple.
People lost their mind a bit.
Freaking out.
Yeah.
And, like, I was just like, please, like, part of me was hoping they were doing it because, like, just keep doing that and then all those people will stop playing the game. And I'll stop getting matched with those fucking people in like games where they're like, argh! I don't know. Anyways, that's not relevant.
It's like, you're not a supportive of women, are you? It's like, what is this?
Why
play the fucking game?
Fuck.
So this guy makes ugly shirts for this brand. It's a Palm Beach brand. So he just is a guy who like lives in Palm Beach.
His parents are 100% buying all the shirts.
And the thing I was shocked by about the shirts, first of all, they're aside from how they look, which is bad.
Yeah, they're like Newman shirts, too.
I stand by what I tweeted, which is that every one of his shirts looks like the carpet at a Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
It's like neon guitar all over print. It's like teal and pink. So
I was really creeped out by the handcuffs one. I saw him wearing one with handcuffs on it,
like,
and I was spooked.
Well, he's like a billionaire guy, a billionaire son who will never do anything. And it's like, there's probably weird pressures that I'll never understand of having family that's like that insanely. Because like, what am I going to do to live up to, you know, so he's doing this thing.
Well, it's like the thing of like, What do you do if you don't have any need for goals? Like, you end up getting kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
But also, small price to pay.
Well, look, if I knew I was going to be getting $1 billion at some point, like, I probably would not go to fucking business school, right? It's like, something else. I identify with that part of this.
And he's 100% the, like, when you talk about, like, growing up in a bubble or whatever, he seems like he has not been in society before.
No, because
like,
he would be bullied into not being this way.
There's like a thing where he's like talking about, and he refers to like clubs as discotecas.
God.
And it's like, what are what fucking white room did you grow up in?
I like his
he grew up in society, but with a capital S.
His example of like
he was cultivated in
being
a fucking cove in Nantucket or some shit.
His example of something being versatile was that you could wear it to the office, the discotheque, or on a yacht. Just the three places
go. Three genders.
The three genders.
The office, or the room in my house that my dad made look like an office that I sit at and click at the keyboard whenever I want to feel productive. You can wear it there.
The thing I was shocked by about the shirts, they're only like $90, like $100. I thought they'd be way more expensive.
They look cheap though.
They're polyester bullshit.
Like rayon,
but still,
you can still charge a lot of money.
You can still upcharge for those.
Because if your fucking audience is assholes like you,
just give
they
them
can
away.
Afford
who cares?
It. Well, there's that. Yeah. Get them out there. Get people wearing them.
I bet
all homeless people wearing them. It's like, oh, that's not really what I wanted. Okay.
Well, that's like that Abercrombie shirt.
Not
remember
great
that?
For the brand.
Yeah.
What?
Would you don't remember that?
What was the Abercrombie?
Abercrombie used to, they got a big thing because they would burn their extra clothes because they didn't want homeless people to be wearing Abercrombie.
The brand.
Yeah.
One of the like grimmest things I saw in India was a beggar dude, like a sannyasi guy, wearing a Heroes shirt like 3 years after Heroes
NBC
went off the air.
Heroes?
Yeah. And I was
save
just like,
the cheerleader save the world?
Yeah. And I was just like, they clearly just shipped all these over. Like, yeah. Just the, our detritus is like.
That's amazing.
Yeah, but that's better than like.
I'm glad
it's a bummer,
it's, I'm glad
yeah.
it's going to
well, it's
going
like
to
Bowl,
somebody.
Super Bowl.
But,
Super Bowl loser shirts.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just like, here,
Patriots,
take our
Super Bowl
trash.
Champions. Oh, yeah. 100%. I mean,
just bum me out.
This is the.
It's weirdly condescending, but it's also like. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway,
it
so
just seems awful. It's
the
just...
shirt boy's been, it's been kind of done to death, but we feel like we had to win a little
well,
bit.
Well, I feel like this is like a prime example of the things that really wealthy people do for fun are like really weird and fucked up.
Yeah.
Like his dad, I know from that documentary about Rudy Kernewan or whatever his name is, the wine fraud guy. Who is this guy who basically was like a multi-million dollar wine forger, and he defrauded this dude's dad.
Bill, whichever Coke.
Yeah. I think it's Bill. Yeah. Bill Coke. He's like in the documentary and you see his like wine palace and he has this bathroom that he's like, oh, this bathroom is wine themed. And there's like the floor is all the corks and then the wall is like all the bottle. And it's like, this is fucking ugly. Yeah. And it's millions of dollars.
Yo, a floor made of cork sounds awesome though.
I feel like
all bouncy and shit.
It's hideous. It was so ugly.
I feel like when you're operating at that level like of society where it's like, there's nothing at stake, like nothing matters other than like manners and like sort of the slightest, you know, like Downton Abbey type shit where it's like, oh, I can't believe they were 3 minutes late to, you know, or so, you know, there's something where it's like, that's like the only thing that matters to you because nothing else, like you don't have to go to work, you don't have to fucking do anything.
Right.
Like,
there's no, your sense of stakes.
So if you're like a bozo in that world, like you're fucked because like there's no way to learn how to like behave with any nuance. So you're just kind of like, well, this is me.
Like it's almost like knowing that it really is truly impressive. That, like, not to go back to the cheat on chief, that Donald Trump was able to go bankrupt from that level of wealth. Like, that's the kind of wealth that is usually your family is set, like, forever.
Yeah, I mean, he was $300 million in personal debt at one point. That is insane. Like, the fact that he didn't immediately put a gun in his mouth, that's, like, the only
that's
thing
like
I respect
a
about
country.
Him.
That's
because
like,
he, because he has professional athlete level confidence, but for no reason.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, like, they're. So I remember somebody did the math and said, like, if he just didn't do anything and just spent money to live and let his interest accrue, he would end up with, like, twice as much money as he
Yeah,
does
yeah.
Now. Like, he and just completely fucked
but
everything
guys,
up.
Somebody
he
else
it,
found...
But he gave it all up to save the country. Yeah. That's my favorite. It's like,
he's
he,
not taking
what did
his
he
salary,
give
folks.
Anything? What are you talking about?
He gave it all up and then increased the value of his name
We're
going to
turn him... He basically becomes, like... Like, he loves this country so much that he sacrificed himself. Who? It's like, what are you talking about?
I wish I could remember who did it, but someone on Twitter found out, like, looked at the family tree, and I didn't know this, but apparently, like, his dad, like, Fred Trump, had a son named Fred Jr., so Donald is the Eric. He's the Eric Trump of the last family. He's
well,
like the...
if he hadn't been the Eric, we wouldn't
well,
be in this position.
He basically, like, made his brother drink to death. Like, he basically just, like, bullied his brother into dying of alcoholism.
That's...
He was a pilot, and he would just say shit like, he'd basically just be like, oh, being a pilot's like being a bus driver. Like, all this shit. He was, like, horrible to his brother.
Not
really?
Like me.
Yeah, he
not
drank
like
himself to
whatever
death.
It is. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Well, I'm
we need
to
a fucking moon pie.
I'm
starting to think he's kind of a bad guy.
Moon pie. What a time to be alive.
All right, so
anyway, that's
I think
Shirt
we should,
Boy.
Then we should, Shirt Boy, whatever, man. Look, I don't wish the guy, I don't want
I
this.
Wish him ill.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
He doesn't seem like a bad.
I hope
well,
he gets. I hope he gets
what?
Food poisoning
you're
from
right.
a lukewarm shrimp cocktail.
Never mind. If he hadn't filed the lawsuit, never mind. You're right. But maybe the dad's making him file the lawsuit. I don't know.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I wish ill on him. He
I'm
can.
Trying to. You know. I'm trying not to be too hard.
Not. I don't want him to die. I want him to get food poisoning.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Well, here we go.
And this week's number one reason to say what a time to be alive.
Okay.
I just remembered what number one is and I got excited.
Okay, so this isn't really current events or anything. I just
it should be, though.
It should
not
be.
Not even really events.
Nobody knows about it and no one's talking about it and I don't understand why. This is like Eli's Music Day. There's ZZ Top is a great band. There's a ZZ Top song called Rough Boy and it's the weirdest song and nobody talks about it because it's, first of all, it's a ballad. It's like a rock ballad.
Not known for their ballad.
But, that's the thing is because it's ZZ
what
Top's
What year did
thing.
It come out? Do you know?
I don't know. It's on Afterburner, I think. So what does it say on that, Shelby?
That's Afterburner.
I'd say right under the, in the caption. I don't know, but.
It's the album cover.
But this
that's
is
Afterburner.
Like. Yeah, I know. I didn't know what year that is.
Oh.
So, I mean, I guess that's what happens because ZZ Top's whole thing is like fucking cars or whatever. Like, that's. like their music videos.
Every song is
it was on the From Dusk Till Dawn soundtrack.
Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's, oh, wait, maybe not. Maybe not.
Did the live band play it?
Yeah.
The band had turned into all body parts.
That's
the
actually
end,
what
the
they're playing. They play in the cantina in the new Star Wars. But
it's
so,
from 1985.
Yeah, but I guess like when you're a band that like every ZZ Top music video is like old cars and like disembodied legs, like just women's
right.
legs.
Yeah.
And so I guess when you're like that, when you try to write a ballad, it just ends up being so weird because what it is, it's a ballad and it's like about apologizing to somebody, but it's called Rough Boy. And the whole time
they just
apologize for being rough boys.
Sorry, baby.
Which isn't, and it's like very heartfelt. Yeah, we'll listen to it. I think we can't listen to the whole thing, but at least get to the,
well, the chorus.
Rough Boy,
yeah.
Yeah.
Minimal.
I mean, still a banger.
It's actually kind of good.
If you wonder what I'm listening to all day, it's Rough Boy and You a Shark.
Oh, this is like serious, like,
yeah, that's the thing, is it's
Take My
it's,
Breath Away, like,
yeah.
like vibes.
That's what's crazy. It's so emotional and it's nonsense. Like, they're like, like, they're really upset that they're rough boys.
Sorry, babe, I'm a rough boy.
That's what it says.
That's the chorus.
Here we go.
Do we think this was a cash-in where it's like, well, these ballads are all making a bunch of money, let's do one?
85?
Yeah.
Perhaps.
That's right? What it feels like. Where they just
it was
kinda,
a
it's
single.
Like Starship doing, like, Nothing's Gonna Stop Us Now.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, yeah.
It was a single. They made a music video.
It also sounds a lot like Don Henley, which is weird.
Mm.
Which...
Not yet.
Oh, fuck.
It's the next one.
He was so ready for it.
Yeah. I was doing air drums.
Yeah, he was ready.
This would be a good karaoke song.
Oh, they,
no
I don't
one
think
will
they
understand.
Have it, though.
But then when you get to the chorus, they will.
Yeah.
They have it. They all have... Well, any place the internet shit has it.
Yeah.
Those huge books.
Yeah.
If it was a single...
Coming.
If it was a single...
Coming.
Wait. And I'll tell you why. What is a rough boy?
We just need to raise awareness with this.
Shelby says the comments are good. All of the comments on things like this are like, I wish music used to be, it was still like this.
Yeah. I'm 13, but I don't like panic at the disco.
Like this if you're listening in 2016.
This is from back when lyrics mattered.
There are like weird people who like have this weird culture that's in the YouTube comments.
Like if you're a rough boy too.
I remember I looked up, God, what is that song called? It's One Night in Bangkok. You know that song?
Yeah, from The Hangover.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and all the comments on that song, which is like legendarily
like
weird
the,
and
like
shitty.
Like this if The Hangover brought you here.
No, it was like, man, this was back when music meant something.
Yeah,
and it was like,
yeah.
One Night in Bangkok.
This means literally
right,
nothing.
There are great comments. First one's like that. This is their best song. Forget all the rock pop tunes. This is the best. This one is like... This is ZZ Top contained within one comment. It is Ronnie Thompson 1 year ago.
Fuck yeah.
I was a salesman with a ridiculous target when this song was released. It was just before Christmas, and I had to produce in 1 month 50% of the business I had written all year. I just played this track full blast in my car and somehow miraculously achieved the impossible. I relive that moment every time I play this track. That's ZZ Top, baby. That is Ronnie Thompson, the salesman.
Yeah,
making his goal.
Anyone who does not love this is brain dead.
Yeah. Every song has these exact same comments. It's very weird. Including Ronnie. Ronnie's really into music. He listens to everything. ZZ Top, the thing about ZZ Top that I think is great is that, like, every other one of their songs, obviously, is just like a very obvious metaphor for sex. And they're just like, that's it. Like, we're
you
just
know
old
what
horny
turns
guys.
Me on when someone describes themselves as a rough boy?
Yeah.
That's a real sexy
sounds like a thing
phrase.
You hear in like a dance hall.
I'm changing.
Song.
I'm changing.
Boy.
My, yeah.
I'm a rough boy.
Rough boy. I'm gonna change my Tinder bio.
Rough boy.
I might change my Twitter bio to rough boy.
Jesus.
Listen. Okay. Cruising on the highway at midnight. Listen to this masterpiece. What a setting. This one is a top notch comment from Dab HR2. I have played this track 10,000 times or more. Tough but smooth.
Seems unlikely.
Wait. Tough but smooth, like yours truly.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
After 25 years, I still play this track. It's in my car CD player now. This is my theme song. One of a kind sound from one of a kind group.
I would die for this song.
I would die for ZZ Top.
So Sleazy Top.
Okay, you get one more.
All right. This is this is all that comment. Sleazy Top, parenthesis, as I have so affectionately named them, are in my top 10 rock bands of all time. Thanks, ZZ Top, for a lifetime of kick-ass rock.
I call it Lost Wages.
You motherfuckers, but it's edited, asterisk. It's censored, yeah. Are the real deal.
It's like, hey, ZZ Top, are you reading this?
Okay, this, I have to do one
this
more.
Okay, you get one more.
This is sad, but also very strange. My dad passed 2 months ago I was growing up. He played this song. There's no punctuation, so I'm sorry, though. Other ZZ Top songs, but this one stuck with me. When I hear it, it brings back memories, and I think of him dearly. Love you, Dad, my rough boy.
That's weird.
Aw, my dad's my rough boy.
This is about banging, though, right? So that's kind of weird.
Well, it's... We were talking... So I heard this song last night when Eli and I were at a bar, and he was like, you've never heard the rough boy? And then we played it. And we were talking about the fact that, like, this isn't a phrase. This is not, like, a known...
Well, that's... The thing is, I think they hit... ZZ Top hit a point where, like, they ran out of...
Actual double entendres.
Yeah. So that's why I was going to get to this. This is my favorite ZZ Top song. It's a song... It's just like, you know, it's like Velcro Fly and fucking, like, you know, Legs and Sharp Dressed Man. But it's called Burger Man.
Okay.
This is a ZZ Top song?
Yeah. And I'll just read some of the lyrics.
ZZ Top rules.
My charcoal's getting red hot. Put your order in my hand. Won't you let me show you what I got? Sizzling in the pan. And it's like, what about
Burger Man?
What about that has to do with any of that has to do with sex? Put your order in my hand. If you're talking to a woman, like one of your breasts? Like, what are we? Right? And then, any way you want it, baby, I'm your Burger Man. Yeah, we got the Burger Man video going now. Shake, yeah, there you go. Got the grossest guy
he's
in the world. The world's grossest guy. Buns, if you know what I mean. Oh, hell yeah.
ZZ Top's gonna save her.
Yeah. First of all, we have this song about this guy who's a disgusting pig, and then the song is just this guy.
ZZ Top's gonna save them, but that guy is this
song.
They're
dumping toxic waste on something.
All right, so here we go. So we get to later, and it's just they have a little like refrain in the middle. It's like, well, now they're in space. I don't know. Like they're aware that this
is
weird
because ZZ Top was obsessed with cars.
Yeah,
and
they
naturally
have car space,
they
his
had
spaceship.
They move on to space because what is spaceship but the biggest car,
the ultimate car.
Yeah.
So
can that be the name of this episode?
Oh, you know,
spaceship the ultimate car.
I think the burger, the shitty burger guy. Yeah, he fell into the toxic waste, so now he's like a creature from the Black Lagoon. This all tracks very normally. This video.
Yeah, I hope people listening to this are enjoying our narration. Just sync up the music video with us talking.
There's so many ZZ Top songs that are
oh, no,
music videos.
You know what it is? He had a burger in his hand. He's literally a Burger Man.
He's now a Burger Man.
So this song is not about sex. It's just about being a Burger Man. A man who, a horrible freak.
Like, what are the chances that ZZ Top is somewhat mentally disabled?
Hey, I'm gross, but give me a burger. And then he got turned into a monster, and he comes back to terrorize the woman, the same woman.
ZZ Top is the strangest bit. Like, ZZ Top is like if someone was, like, autistic about fucking. Like, about sex and cars.
All right, so we get to later in the lyrics. And this is my favorite part, because, again, like, it doesn't track as, like, a sex metaphor at all. Do you want double meat? Fine.
Sure.
That's
how about, he knew it was coming.
That means you're fucking both
about
of your brothers.
First of all, double meat is not what you would say about a burger, but that's fine. Hey, can I get double... Yeah. How about some fries on the side? What part of sex is the fries on the side?
That's the drummer. Double meat are the two brothers, and then the drummer, who, as everyone knows, the only person without a beard in ZZ Top is
Frank
named
Beard.
Frank Beard. Yeah.
And then we get to...
I guess that means he has the smallest dick, because he's the fries, and not the meat.
Right. We run out of lyrics to make any sense. Once you try my burger, baby, you'll grow a new thyroid gland, which sounds like a bad thing.
What?
You have a thyroid problems. I'll make you... I said, just eat my burger, baby. Eat my... So his burger is his dick? Like, that's not a good metaphor, right? Because that's like not a shape that lends itself to being a burger.
I figured out ZZ Top. Okay, here's the deal. Here's the origin story of ZZ Top. So it's a secret that ZZ Top were born, the two brothers were born as conjoined twins, conjoined at the head, and they separated them so they each only have half a brain. Mm. And that's why they always wear the hats. They always wear the hats because it's a big surgery scar.
Hiding the scar.
When their heads were separated.
Oh, they're going to kill the burger guy. He's got a spatula there.
Whoa!
They catapulted him.
That's not how a lever works at all.
Those are very strong ladies.
Strong female.
I said, just eat my burger, baby. I'll make you smart as Charlie Chan. That's the next lyric. I'm not making this up.
What the fuck?
Is Charlie Chan smart?
Now it's making you smart? So thyroid glands, a lot of brain activity based on this burger situation. And then the last line is just, you see the hot sauce can't be beat. Sit back and
open. What's the hot sauce?
I don't know. We're adding also
spicy cum.
Hot sauce is not traditionally associated with burgers. Like, I gotta put some hot sauce on
it. It's good, though. I get hot sauce at Five Guys.
But, and then the last line is just sit back and open wide. So that's pretty gross.
Ugh.
But anyway, yeah, but Burger Man's
put
awesome.
Put my burger dick in your
because
mouth.
Because it's like, the whole
everybody, hey, this Christmas, when your family's all gathered around the fire, just put on a little ZZ Top playlist.
Just put on Burger Man.
Burger Man, Rough Boy, 1-2 Punch.
Velcro Fly, an entire song about unzipping your pants. Which has a great drum beat that was used in the Dark Tower.
Can you imagine?
Real nerd hours here on that.
But. I have to imagine if any woman was about to have sex with someone and then like had to open their fly and was like, shh, like just Velcro, they'd be like, I have to go. Yeah, like, this is
you are not advanced enough to deal with buttons.
It's like the version, the version of the dude buying a girl a drink and like
Velcro
paying
wallet.
For the drink with a Velcro wallet. It's like, we're good.
I'm good. I'm right.
What are you like? The reveal coming later is, wait, we're already here. It's like, I'm going to go.
Yeah, what's even in here? Like a dick or just like a bunch of like coins with Sprite all over them? Why? What is the
To undo your Velcro fly, you have to take off your mittens that are attached to your coat zipper with a string.
Yeah.
Those were the fries. That's what the fries on the side are. the mittens.
The mittens.
All right. So
I don't think ZZ Top's ever fucked.
That's what I mean. It's like, do you guys know what sex is? They're just aware of I'm aware of sex and I'm singing about
and
it.
And I know
maybe
that people
aliens.
Make double entendres.
They were aliens.
And I enjoy cars.
Yeah. Well, on that note, Merry Christmas, and we're saying it again, but also Happy Holidays to everybody. We'll get some more sleigh bells for the closing here.
I was going to say, can we go out to the... Wait, leave the sleigh bells, but also put on the Japanese song, the shark song.
Oh, yeah, good fade out.
You already closed it.
What?
You're screwing.
It's fine. It's called...
Look, we're professionals. We can vamp, right?
Or we can cut. It's called...
we can vamp or we can cut.
It's also called Hokuto no Ken theme on YouTube.
Hey, so, this is a fun show. If you like it, please like and subscribe on YouTube. Not YouTube, on iTunes and all
I feel
that
like
stuff.
This is going to get cut out. Though.
Yeah, this is going to get cut out.
Just hold on until we get the song. Sorry. did you find it? I can... okay. I got to watch an ad.
Getting murdered on these ads.
I know. Capitalism, baby.
There we go.
Yes.
Okay. I'm so pumped about fucking Christmas.
Okay, well, that's the show.
There's so much noise going on.
It's Christmas. Yeah, if you like the show, please like, subscribe, give us 5-star reviews on iTunes. Feel free to follow us on all the stuff. What a Time Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Send us an email, whatatimepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And I'm Patty Mill on Twitter. We have a weekly Sam show. Me and Eli run at Karma Lounge on 3rd and 1st, Friday at 8:30. It's actually happening right now. So if you're listening to this somehow in the past, feel free to come to the show or come next week. And that's it for me.
Yeah, yeah. You know, when you go home for the holidays and you're hanging out with all your old friends and you're having a party, take over the boombox and just play this full episode.
Yeah.
And, you know, be like, oh, I think this is pretty good. You guys check it out. Other than that, the buttons, I still have more buttons. I've gotten a lot of Venmos for people. It's really nice. One thing, if you send them now, tell me how many you want, because we've had people send us more than $1, and then I have to figure out if they want multiple buttons or if they're just being very nice. I will ship a bunch of them out probably right after the holidays, and you'll get those soon. So, cool. And yeah, other than that, I don't have anything going on in my life.
I have a show. I'm doing a show called Too Many Cooks on January 3rd at, I believe, 9.
Good show.
Yeah. Check where is it? Help
it's
me plug.
Lucky Jack's.
Lucky Jack's at 9. Check my calendar, Kath Barbadoro on all the things, and have a wonderful holiday, everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Daremo futan no yasuragi kowasu koto dekiwashimasu.